Hello. Thanks for joining me. It's Healing School. I pray that you all are doing well in the Lord. Amen. God's a good God. That's all I have to say. Amen. No matter what, he's always a good God. Well, I have a couple of announcements, and then we'll get into the Word of God tonight. Amen. The Heirs Together Marriage Ministry is holding their Zoom event this coming Friday, October 31st at 7 o'clock p.m. Again, this is a Zoom event. So to register, simply visit our website at www.lfccnj.com and click on events, and you can sign up that way. They are covering, the marriage ministry is covering the fourth session, or session four, on the language of love. Amen. Praise God. Communication is super important in a marriage, right? The second thing is, and most of you probably already know, this weekend is the weekend that the clocks get turned back. Daylight savings time ends this coming Sunday morning at 2 a.m. And so enjoy your extra hour sleep and the extra light that we'll have in the morning. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you. As always, God, this is the day that you have made, and that gives us reason to rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word regarding our healing and our wholeness. Heavenly Father, help us to see what you have provided for us when it comes to sickness and disease, when it comes to malfunctions, abnormalities, and weaknesses in our bodies and our minds. And we just thank you so much for your word. Proverbs 4 says that your word is life to us and health to all our flesh. And we just thank you for this time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight I want to talk about, I know I've talked about this in other healing messages, but I wanted to talk about stress, okay? How many of you are under stress? We're all under some type of stress. It's a whole lot of different reasons. I deal with stress being a pastor. You might deal with stress being a boss or a parent. There's different reasons. I wrote down some things. For example, maybe you're having marital issues. That's stressful. Perhaps you're under debt. You're in debt. That's stressful. Perhaps you're a single mother. That's stressful. I can tell you that. Taking care of aging parents, that's stressful. Taking care of a special needs child, that's stressful. Taking care of other sick family members, that's stressful. You may be in an abusive relationship, that's stressful. So we're all having, we can all be under all kinds of stress, and but the key is, or the point that I want to address tonight, is that those stresses, if they're not handled properly, they cause sickness and disease. They cause sickness and disease. I'm going to give you the definition of stress as defined when I Googled the definition. It says, in the medical field, stress is defined as the body's physical, mental, or emotional response to a demand. How many of you are in an environment where things are demanded of you? Like there's no option. They're demanded of you. An emotional response to demand or pressure. And those things are known as or called stressors. This reaction triggers the fight or flight response, leading to a cascade of hormonal, and that includes men and women, right? Leading to a cascade of hormonal and physiological changes, such as increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, or increased blood sugar. Short-term stress, of course, you know, the fight or flight, God gave us that stress hormone so that if we face a bear or we have to get out of the street quickly because there's a truck coming or somebody's trying to attack you, that stress, of course, is useful. So short-term stress can be normal and even helpful coping mechanisms. But chronic stress can negatively impact health and may contribute to a variety of physical and mental health problems. I just want to cause us, I want us to see how God cares about us. He loves us so much. And I want to say right off that we should never, ever, ever feel as though we are bothering God. And I say that because the Bible tells us to cast all of our cares upon the Lord because he cares for us. Amen? And so even if that means, the way I see it, the way I look at it, even if that means, you know, Jesus told the Pharisees, he says, or his disciples, I forgot which one, but they asked, how often should we forgive our brother? And Jesus said, 70 times 7. If we're required to forgive 70 times 7 in a day, surely God doesn't have a problem with us coming to him multiple times in a day to share with him our pressures and the demands that we face in life. He's always ready. He's always ready to relieve us of that stress and that pressure. He's always ready to give us ideas, thoughts, strategies in order to overcome those stressors and that pressure that comes on us. Amen. So stress can cause heart diseases, stroke. Look, and what I'm talking about, what I want to point out is we don't even know that's why people have these things. Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure and you don't realize that it's stress. Most people do realize that stress does affect their blood pressure. But stress is a cause for heart diseases, stroke, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers. We all know ulcers is from a person who worries constantly. It never gets a chance to heal, and it festers. Stress can cause heartburn, diarrhea, headaches, migraines. How many people even know to have migraines? Anxiety disorders, depression, PTSD, adjustment disorders. You're not flexible. You can't adjust to different scenarios and different environments. Depression, PTSD, adjustment disorders, diabetes, obesity, a weakened immune system. Sometimes we don't understand that being under constant stress will cause our immune system to be compromised, and it'll actually weaken our immune system, and then that can make a person sick a lot. You might be wondering, why am I always sick? Why do I catch everything? Well, number one, you got to make sure that's not what you're saying all the time. Why do I catch everything? Okay, watch your words. But if you're not the type of person who says that all the time, but it seems like you get sick often, then stress is something to be looked at. Amen. It can cause chronic inflammation. It can cause neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. It can cause constipation, chest pains, shortness of breath, dizziness. Some people are getting dizzy. They don't know why they're getting dizzy. It's stress-related. It's probably stress-related. Fainting. Some people, stress can cause you to have fainting spells. You know, stress can cause things. One of the red flags is when when you've been to the doctor and something's wrong with you, but you've been having some chronic problem, it just doesn't go away, and they can't find the reason for it. That's usually stress. It can also be trauma, of course, where something happened to you and now the residual effects is from trauma and causes sickness and disease going on in your body. Stress can cause you to have concentration issues, low energy, right? Sleeplessness, or you can sleep all night, but you wake up tired. They can't find anything wrong with you, right? It could be stress related. So you and I, as believers, we have to do the word. Amen. We have to do the word. Philippians 4:6, it says, in the Amplified, it says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Listen, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance, yes, even yours, yes, even my circumstance, in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition. He says in anything, and don't have an anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, which means definite requests. Again, we should never, ever feel like we're bothering God. When we think about it, right, and if we know anything about the word, that should be a ridiculous thought to us. We can bother people because they don't have unlimited patience, amen, nor do they have unlimited mercy like God does. But we should never, ever think that we are bothering God and that we're bothering him too much. It says, I mean, how many things can happen in a day? No anxiety about anything, in every circumstance, in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, making definite requests. What do you need? God, I need some money to take care of this situation. God, I need peace so that I can know that the decision I'm getting ready to make right now is from you, and it's a God solution. You know, so just being specific and detailed when we go to him, right? We don't want to be broad and general. We want to be specific. Let's be real. I don't know why we think we can't be specific, as if God will say, what, you believe me for that? Well, he knows it anyway. So you might as well tell him what you need, amen, so that he can give it to us. And then it says, with thanksgiving. Look, if we take something to God and we believe that he hears us, right, and he's going to answer us, he's going to give us this definite request that we're asking, he's going to help us in this situation, we should be thankful because we're going to God in faith. He's going to help us. I didn't get a chance to write down scriptures, but there are many scriptures that say that God is our help. He is our help. He's our constant help. He's our present help. He wants to give us aid and assistance. Amen. And it says, with thanksgiving, right? So we need to praise God. We need to thank him after we've made definite requests, specific requests. And it says, continue to make your wants known to God. I want to stop there for a second. God didn't say, go to your brother. God didn't say, go to this person or that person. God didn't say, you know, when you're having a problem, go search the internet. And it's not like you can't do these things, but he's saying, make your wants known to God. To God. He's the one whose help we want. He knows all the answers, right? God knows all the secrets. God has all the solutions. So we have to make sure we stop diverting from going to God and then go to somebody else. Amen? Isn't that what we can do sometimes? We go run to somebody else first. But they're not God. This scripture doesn't say make your requests known to your mother or your sister-in-law or to your husband or to your wife, unless it's husband and wife things. You know what I'm saying. So we can mess up there. We've been going to other people, right? It could even be that we go to a professional before we ask God about something that's going on in our bodies that we need an answer for, right? So God, he's always, if he said in everything, in every situation, under all circumstances, take our request to him, then that's what we need to do. We would solve a lot of problems if we would do that. Amen. And again, and for the peace of mind, for our peace of mind, again, we can go to God 100 times a day. And I would say, let's learn how to do that. Instead of carrying around stress, instead of getting rid of our stress, look, if we feel stressed, again, if we feel stressed multiple times a day, we can say, okay, God, I'm losing it here right now. I'm getting flustered. I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting ready to lose my temper. I'm getting ready to do something that's ugly and not nice. God, I need you to help me. I need some peace right now. I need an answer right now. I need a response. I'm dealing with people and I need the right response. I don't want my flesh to answer, okay? And so when we go to God, it keeps us from making stuff up. Amen. We don't want to make stuff up, right? We get in trouble. We can get in trouble making things up. But life is stressful. Amen. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7 in the Amplified, it says, casting the whole of your care. How much? The whole thing. Casting, that word means to throw. It means to give it to somebody, to pass it. Oh my, what if we learned to pass our problems on the Lord? What if we decided we're going to toss our cares and concerns? Yes, we're still responsible for a lot of things, but we need to cast the care of it on him, the care of it on him, and the anxiety and the stress that goes along with those cares, the things that we care about. The Bible talks about when the sower sows the word and it goes into certain hearts, that in certain hearts, the cares of the world, they receive the word, but the cares of the world choke the word. You might be saying, well, I've given this to God, 100 times. I've taken this to God for 5 years. Well, maybe, again, we're telling those cares to somebody else, or we took them back from God. How many have ever asked God for something you believe you received an answer or a solution from him, and it seems like it's not working, and we decide to do our own thing anyway? Amen. That happens many, many times. So we need to cast that care upon God. Amen. It says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, listen, once and for all on him. Why? He knows us. The Bible says he knows our frame, right? He knows how we're created. He knows what we can handle, what we can't handle. I like to share this. God knows that stress can be a killer to people like us. Even though we could be a strong Christian or a seasoned Christian, God knows what our bodies are able to handle. Amen? What our bodies are able to handle. And it says, because he cares, let me pick up where I was, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. God cares for you affectionately and he cares for you watchfully. God is watching, but he's also listening. He's also waiting. God is also wanting to help us with these things in life. You know, life is life nowadays, you know, in the Bible. I mean, every era has its issues, but my gosh, what we have to put up with, of course, we're real close to people, right? We live in environments where we're always next to somebody. We have to interact with people, you know, unless you live in the country or something. But the life that we live nowadays is just so so congested with things and stuff and responsibilities, you know. Never mind. I was going to say something that can be stressful for me, but I'll probably sound weird to you or somebody younger. But life is just different these days. It's just stressful. It's just so much. It's just sometimes just too much. Amen. And that's why we have to get alone with God and spend time with him, right? So we can recoup. And so that we can recover. And so we got to take time aside. So some casting away time with God. Amen. But God loves us and he cares for us affectionately. And he does not, look, if we can eliminate stress-related sicknesses and diseases, God is all for that. And he's told us what to do. So we have to be obedient to him. Amen. Let's see. I'm going to read one more scripture and then I want to pray for some of you. Amen. You okay with that? Praise the Lord. And you know me, I'm always talking about, I'm always bringing up repentance. I heard a person say that repentance is a gift. That's how I see repentance. So we don't have to drag our feet when we know that we've not obeyed the Lord, when we know that we need mercy, right? So that we can get back on track. And as soon as we get back on track, and as soon as God cleans us up of all unrighteousness, when we've been disobedient, we didn't listen to the Lord. He told us, don't do that. Don't go there, right? If we did something wrong, we need to repent. We need to take responsibility for our mistakes, our missteps, right? And so that God can get involved. He can get back involved in that situation. Amen? I know y'all know what I'm talking about. I want to read to you, of course, this is familiar to you, Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to start in verse 25, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. And verse 25 says, let's see, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 25. Where are we? I think I wrote down the wrong verse. 25 to 34. No. Oh. 6:25. And it says, therefore I say to you, I'm going to read the New King James Version. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns like birds. They don't have to be concerned about saving up food, right? They don't have barns. They don't have cabinets, right? And God's making a point here. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them, right? You know, it's not just because it's a bird, but it's because it's God's creation that he loves, and he's made a way to provide for them. And so God has made a way to provide for us. And we have to, of course, believe that and continue to believe that, to always remember that when we want to be worried and concerned about clothes and food and money and a place to live, right? He says, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Look, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We, you and I, have been created, you all know this, in the image of God. We are his sons and daughters. And he's a providing Father. So we have to catch ourselves. And of course, here he's talking about provision, but I would say that a solution is a decision, that that an answer to a problem, a chronic problem, is provision. Whatever it is that we need to be healthy, to be happy, amen, God wants to provide for us. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like these. I'm going to verse 31 says, therefore, do not worry. Come on, do not worry. Do not worry. Where did I say it was? Therefore, do not worry, saying, we can hear ourselves. We can hear our faith. We can hear what we're believing. We can hear while we're in physical trouble by what we are saying. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to get healed? How am I going to survive this situation? Right? How am I going to live long and live strong? What shall we eat? Or by saying, what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need healing. Your heavenly Father knows that you need restoration. Our provision, healing is one of our provisions, right? God will operate on us. God will fix us. Now, by Jesus' stripes, we're already healed. You know, today I was thinking about the word. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Then I changed the words. Oh, touch me now, my Savior. I come to thee. So tonight I want to pray that God touches you, right? He's already healed us by Jesus' stripes, but we need him to touch us, amen, and heal us, praise the Lord. And so we want to stop being caught up in these stresses and these pressures, right, and let God help us so we can be well and not sick. So verse 34 says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Amen. So we have to make sure we're not being disobedient. We have to make sure we are taking everything that stresses us out, every problem. You know, I saw the caption or the thumbnail of a video. I didn't watch it yet, but it was a prophet, and the caption said, stop telling God about your problems and tell your problems about God. Amen. How about if we do that? How about if we do that and start telling our bodies and start telling the enemy what God has already done and what he will do in our lives and in our bodies. So we want to avoid We want to avoid being caught up in chronic stress. We want stress. We want cortisol operating in our bodies when there's an emergency and when we need to be fast and when we need extra strength. Amen. That kind of stress is good. We need stress to solve a problem, you know, a sudden problem where you have to think on your feet. But we should not be carrying and dealing with chronic stress, which means it's always on. Stress is always on. We have to stop being disobedient. We have to go to God in a day, go to Him 70 times 7 if necessary. Aren't you glad God doesn't get tired? Other people get tired. We can make other people weary, you know, but God does not get weary. He will answer the call every time when we come to Him in faith. Amen. So what I wanted to do now, Matthew 11:28 in the Amplified Version, of course, says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden," which means overburdened, "and I will cause you to rest." Listen, this is a promise. This is a promise from God. He says, "Come unto me," Jesus said, "all you who labor." How many of you feel like you're laboring right now? You're working hard. You're working hard. Life is on you. Problems are on you. Situations are on you, right? You're laboring and you're heavy laden, which, again, it means overburdened. How many of you feel overburdened tonight? If you're overburdened, it can affect you physically and cause you to be sick and cause you to be diseased. Stress will cause your body to malfunction. It will cause things in your body to be weak. It will cause things in your body to be abnormal, abnormal blood pressure, abnormal insulin, right? We already talked about abnormal cortisol, which is cortisol is meant to be turned off and to be off, but turned on. I mean, we've got healthy stress. We need, but cortisol is a stress hormone, and that thing causes things to just go crazy in your body. And I'm sure I've said before, I found out years ago that stress is so sneaky. Stress is sneaky. We can think or we can say that we're handling things, and most times perhaps we are, but we can, just saying it isn't enough. Saying it helps. Like, "In Jesus' name, I won't be stressed. In Jesus' name, God's got this. I'm not going to be worried. I'm not going to be concerned." But if you don't mean it and it's on you, stress is sneaky, and your body, it'll let you know that it's under stress, because it will start malfunctioning. Something will happen to our bodies. Amen. Whether it's gaining weight or we get acid reflux. You know, so if you're suffering from any sickness or disease tonight that you know is stress related, I want to pray for you. Amen. So God has made this promise, and the rest of the Amplified of Matthew 11:28 says, "I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls." Amen. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. Anybody ready to receive ease and relief and refreshing tonight? Amen. Now, I'm going to pray. So let's, number one, the first thing we need to do is we need to repent from worry. And we need to repent for not casting all of our cares on a regular basis, right? Sufficient enough that it doesn't make us sick. Now, some of us, we can put two and two together, and we can start relating when we started getting migraines or when we started getting, now some of this is food as well, but tonight I'm talking about stress-related things, but you can make the connection. But regardless, so we just want to repent, amen? Repent. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in Jesus' name. God, you told us not to worry or be concerned about anything. And God, in the areas where we've been worried and concerned and we have not trusted you and we have not stood in faith, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. We repent for disobedience. We did not cast our care on you. We did not believe at those moments, God, that you care deeply for us, but you do. So we repent of not coming to you. We repent of allowing stress and the stress hormone cortisol to beat up our bodies and affect our bodies. We repent, God, for abusing our physical bodies in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you. We ask for your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we thank you for cleansing us of all unrighteousness, which includes disobedience and not casting our cares on you. And we receive that cleansing right now in the name of Jesus. And so I want to pray for any sicknesses and diseases related to stress. Amen. I'm going to pray things like for caregivers, single mothers, if you're in those situations where you can be healed of sickness and disease that has come about because of those areas of pressure. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your people. I pray for those listening, for those under the sound of my voice. I pray, and we have repented, and God, in Jesus' name, we touch and agree, and I rebuke every malfunction, every abnormality. I speak to all these bodies right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every malfunction. I speak to every abnormality. I speak to everything that's weak, organs, skin, eyes, muscles, tendons, ligaments, reproductive organs, bones. I speak to everything in the body, every system, the circulatory system, the cardiac system, the heart system, the digestive system, the elimination system in Jesus' name. I speak to every stomach disease, every stomach sickness and condition, every stomach condition in the name of Jesus. I speak to every condition of sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus, and I command you to be corrected and to be healed right now. Come on, believe with me, y'all. Believe with me. In Jesus, lay your hands on your body wherever you need healing. And you know it's stress related we're talking about specifically tonight, but it could be in regards to anything. Lay hands on yourself right now. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. And Father, we thank you for fixing everything in our bodies that need fixing because you created those things. And we decree and declare in Jesus' name that our bodies are functioning the way God Almighty intended them to function and to work since before the foundation of the world in the name of Jesus. And I curse every family curse right now in the name of Jesus, every physical curse of sickness and disease that was inherited. I curse it right now. Come on, agree with me. I curse it right now and I cut off its course all the way back to the Garden of Eden in Jesus' name, past all of my generations, past the third and fourth generation. We go all the way back and we claim our healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, y'all, receive it. Just again, lay hands on your body wherever you need healing, wherever you need the power of God to work in your body, wherever it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Father, in Jesus' name, we receive our healing and our wholeness right now. Healing is our right. Healing is our portion In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So let it be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for healing my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for healing my skin. Thank you, Jesus, for healing my bones. Thank you, Jesus, for healing all that is was sick and diseased. And I want to pray this last thing, amen, and then I'll let you go. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that the peace of God, that your peace would permeate the minds of your people, of your sons and daughters right now. I pray the peace of God over them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray for double grace to walk out their lives in victory, to conquer the areas in their lives that cause them stress. Father, we thank you for strength, for physical strength, for mental strength. God, we thank you for stamina. Those who are taking care of their parents and children and sick loved ones, we pray for strength, double grace for strength, stamina. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for finances. We thank you for finances. Those that are under pressure of debt, we pray. We thank you for finances right now. We thank you for witty ideas and inventions. Father, I pray for wisdom. We believe you for wisdom and ideas and strategies for how to do what we need to do to satisfy the demands that are on our lives, that we can do it with ease and with grace. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that that your people would grow in the anointing for healing. God, that they would trust you and operate in the laying on of hands for their elderly parents or for their special needs children. Father, let them grow in the anointing for healing and minister to their loved ones whenever possible. Father, we pray for an abundance of joy, an abundance of renewed hope. God, we right now, we have earnest expectation of good in our lives, Father, so we will not be stressful. We will not be stressed out. We don't take it. We won't receive it. We'll come to you immediately in Jesus' name. Father, I pray lastly in Jesus' name for help. Help from other family members where it's needed to take care of family members. That they would get help from other family members. That they would get help from professionals and from agencies to help them to relieve the pressure. God, we just thank you. God, we ask that you would work through all of these things, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, everybody. Praise God. Believe God. Believe God for his help. You are not in this by yourself, and he does not want you to be sick. He wants you to live long and to live strong in Jesus' name. Well, I love you. And again, for the next 2 weeks, we'll have Dr. Lamont come in for the first 2 weeks in November. And I'll see you in 3 weeks. God bless you. I love you. Be healed in Jesus' name.